Sometimes people, what they'll do is they'll do a pipeline and then they're only focusing on like that top and they fill. And then you got this entire bottom that gets ignored and then that goes away, which means that you basically wasted your efforts to get them there in the first place.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
What you are about to listen to is an excerpt from the weekly mastermind call that I host, where I lead real estate agents to learn how to make sales every single month of their careers. If you'd like to join us, I would love for you to do so. I invite for you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com to go ahead and register and join us online. My name is Dan Roshan. Let's dive into the show.
Dan Roshan of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching discusses several key areas to focus on in your real estate pipeline. Learn how to identify your current pipeline in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
I'm really focused on building my pipeline of people in those three box brackets. So like the hot ones, meaning they're approved and we're actively going on showings and things. We're just not under contract. Warm being, you know, they're almost to that point of where they're going to be looking. And then the pipeline.
All right. Do you have like a framework of how many you think are in each box right now? Or are you keeping good track of that?
Yes.
Great. We want to always be focused. The first thing we want to focus on is the hot. A lot of times what we end up doing is we focus on what's under contract. And that's actually a danger. And the reason why that's a danger is because it makes you feel good. Okay. And so what I notice is that if you focus on like what's under contract, then you've already done that work, right? You've already earned that money. I mean, there's still stuff that has to happen, right? So we want to focus right here for what's the next piece of business. That's one of the reasons why we say next. Mm-hmm. And so that's where our focus is always at. Because what I notice is that sometimes when agents focus here in that under contract piece, then they're not focusing here on what's next because they're like, ah, crap, I got $20,000 coming in. I'm good. All right. And then something blows up. Do you have the pipeline categorized any more in depth than that? Or is it just pipeline coming after that?
Just pipeline coming after. These are people that's probably going to be like next year, maybe before. And yeah.
You may want to consider to put that into like a timetable categorization. All right. So then, and then you're always sort of scanning it to move people up on it so that like somebody that's going to be ready in 3 months is going to be a higher priority than somebody who's going to be ready in 2 years. And your job is to always think. So when you look, so when you start frameworking this and you start like your brain, your mind, what you want to do is you always want to focus on how do I move this up? So if I start my workday, I'm starting at the top of my list, the hottest. How do I move this off the list? Meaning that they're in another list under contract. Okay. So that's my first priority is these two here. My second priority is these three here. Now my next priority is who's in the 30 days. My job in the 30 days is I'm not trying to get the 30 days under contract. I'm just trying to move the 30 days up into the warm pipeline or the hot pipeline.
Okay.
Okay. So like that's my job when I'm thinking and I go down that list and I'm saying, how do I move them up to the next step? If it's 2 years down the road, if I get all the way down to the list to 2 years down the road, how do I get them to 1 year down the road or 6 months down the road or whatever the case may be, right? And so when you start frameworking it like that, you'll start moving the pipeline. Sometimes people, what they'll do is they'll do a pipeline and then they're only focusing on like that top and they fill. And then you got this entire bottom that gets ignored and then that goes away, which means that you basically wasted your efforts to get them there in the first place.
Hey there, it's Dan. I wanted to share with you, I was having a conversation with one of my buyer's agents, Lucia, the other day. And she was sharing with me, she had a client that wrote an offer in today's market on 12 different homes. And she did actually end up getting the last offer accepted. So they didn't go and rent. But maybe right now you may be in that same situation, and maybe you're in that same situation they did end up renting. And I know that that can be like, that can just suck. Well, let me tell you, since 2008, there hasn't been a single month that I've missed a closing in real estate sales on an average of 10. And I want to share with you, in the last 1 year, I've taken 79 listings by attending 93 listing appointments. I don't say that to brag. I say that to share with you that I know how to take listings in today's market. And I want to invite you, if you want to learn how to take listings in today's market, to join me at the 5-Day Listing Challenge coming up. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com and learn how to take listings in today's market without having to cold call, door knock, or beg. That's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. Now, back to the most awesome real estate show ever, CPI Real Estate Podcast.